Ain't no doubt about it, lady. She got a shitload of rats down there.
Damn, is it 3 o'clock? I gotta get out of here.
Wait, what about my basement?
I'll just call and make a follow-up appointment.
No problem.
Oh, shit.
Got one of those for me?
Nice try, you little creep.
Mr. Buttermaker. Mr. Buttermaker. You're late.
I got held up. Sorry about that.
Jesus! Are you drinking?
Oh, hell no. That's, non-alcoholic. I'm driving, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You hear that, Toby? Drinking and driving don't mix.
That's right. And stay away from crack, too. One hit of that stuff and you wake up in prison married to some guy named Big Blue. And he's branding his initials in your ass with a hot coat hanger. I knew a guy.
Yes. Crack is bad, too.
Yeah, I know.
But we are really excited to have you do this, and Toby's really excited to play, aren't you, honey?
Uh-huh.
Between his trumpet lessons, photo club, Boy Scouts, and swimming, this is his favorite, isn't it, honey?
Can you believe they tried to keep these kids out of the league?
All kids should be able to play baseball, no matter what their skills. Well, I think they heard me loud and clear. All that aside, forget I filed the injunction. Just go out there and have fun. Don't let the legalese crimp your enthusiasm in any way.
Yeah, I got enthusiasm flying out my ass. Got the check?
It's a shame none of the fathers could be here.
Is that thing glued to your fingers?
Oh. I almost forgot. I think it's really important what we're doing for the kids. I feel really good about it, don't you?
Yeah.
Toby! Have fun.
Mr. Buttermaker?
Yeah.
Is it true you were on the Mariners?
Long ago and far away. Here, carry it out. Where do we get the equipment?
Over there.
Sorry this stuff's so ratty, but this is a six-team league, and I'm afraid your boys are getting the S-H-I-T end of the stick.
Yeah, I can spell shit, all right. What, she think I'm 11? Girls softball players. I think we all know what that means, right?
How you doing? Ray Bullard.
Morris Bullard.
No. No introduction necessary. Morris the Blade Buttermaker. Carving up batters one by one? Huh? Sound familiar? I used to watch you over Regis Field in high school. You were amazing, man. I was just a kid, but you owned it. It's great you're doing this, Morris. Really. I mean, a pro. Finally, somebody who gets it, you know?
I gotta tell you, a lot of these dads, they don't
I don't understand the dedication it takes to run a serious program. No offense, but that Ms. Whitewood friend of yours, she's not helping things. You know? And yeah, I get it. We were a little selective. Kept some of the lesser players out, but stopping the season till we complied? Come on. This is a serious program. Not because I want it that way either. It's for the kids. You know?
Oh, this will be going on and on. You know what it takes. Anyway, I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Learn a lot from each other, you know? Huh?
You know, I never thought I'd hear myself say, look at the ass on that second baseman. Look at the ass on that second baseman. A lot of brisket, bud.
All right. Well, listen, I'll see you around. Or stop by, see me sometime. I'm over at Chevy Valley Subaru. Quality you can drive.
All you need is a jar of honey and a glass coffee table. It's more fun than a champion pool, I promise you.
Buttermaker! Buttermaker! They're here!
See you later, Buttermaker.
Kid, let me explain something to you, okay? All right, listen up. Tanner Boyle.
Yeah, here.
Mike Engelberg.
Here.
Timmy Lupus. Timmy Lupus?
Raise your hand, Lupus. I can't see you sitting behind plant, fat ass.
Up your cornhole, Tanner.
Come on, come on, come on. Play nice. Hey, 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 let go of him. Prim Lahiri.
Present. But you don't have to use me. I'm just doing this for my transcript for college.
Okay. See, Toby, Whitewood, I know you're here. Matthew Hooper? Matthew Hooper? Okay, no Hooper. The hell? Gero Dira Gaga Bregadagian. Tell, is that Aztec or something?
Armenian.
Same shit, they both built pyramids. All right. Ahmad Abdul Rahim.
Here.
Yo, bro, what up?
Nothing much, just ready to play some baseball.
25, huh? Ken Griffey, right?
No.
Satchel Paige?
No.
No? Willie Mays?
No, it's Mark McGuire.
Mark McGuire? But he's a Wyatt.
Yes, he's from Claremont. He's my favorite player.
Okay. Aguilar, Miguel and Jose. You guys twins?
Estoy ser apesadumbrado. No hablamos inglés. Nuestro padre dijo que podremos jugar baseball aquí. Yo quisiera jugar a la tercera base y a mi hermano.
You can save it, son. I don't understand that thing you're saying, okay? All right. It's a damn League of Nations here.
Their dad's our gardener. Mom said we need him to fill out the team.
Okay, let's hit the field. Come on.
Jeez. Can this team be any lamer?
So there's no Hooper? You guys don't know Matthew Hooper? You know where he is?
Right here. You gotta be shitting me.
That's right. I'm in a wheelchair.
Okay. Charge it. Oh, yeah, that's charging it, all right. Good hustle. There you go, bro. Another good one. What's the crippled kid's name?
Hooper.
Hooper. Hooper! Roll your machine out. Don't necessarily have to catch it, I guess. You can't hope for miracles, can you? You gotta get under the ball.
There's too many gnats out here.
was that, a baggie full of bacon?
I'm on Atkins.
What?
I have to eat all the time, keep my metabolism up, so my body becomes a fat-burning machine, so assholes like you don't give me shit all the time.
Easy, sport.
All right, get ready. Coming at you. You might want to back up.
Guys, it's a bunt.
You seem to imply you're going to hit it out here.
Yeah. Engelberg, it's a bunt, bud. You're supposed to pick it up, throw the guy at first base. Okay?
Here we go again. Picking on the fat kid. There's laws against this, you know. Harassment! You better shut up before I tell some you touch my pecker!
Engelberg! Are you throwing the goddamn ball already?
Hey, listen up. Listen very carefully. Rule number one, don't mess with the Cadillac.
Calm down. It's a piece of crap anyway.
For your information, it's a classic. And I got half a mind to find your old man and kick him in the nuts so hard he can never foul the earth with another little shit like you. So you keep your trap shut, okay?
Ooh, we're going to get laughed at. We only have a week till the season starts. Everyone's going to laugh at us.
This game's about a lot more than talent, son. Believe me.
I'll say, I left more talent floating in the shitter this morning than all your retarded jerk-offs put together.
You got a problem, Dingleberry? Give me a few minutes, squeeze out a new coach, too. You little short kid!
Jesus.
Take your mess with me. Your mama changed your underwear, too, you little girl!
I'm out there with the kids for nothing. And I'm getting very tired of having to justify myself to these parents who dropped the kid off at 4 o'clock, call me at midnight wondering why he's so pissed off.
Say, Ray,
I want to say to them, I'm not your babysitter. I'm your coach.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Bill Deaver.
Hey, just checking in. Checking in. Listen, Ray, I wanted to see if maybe Jake could get a little more playing time this season. He's been working hard. It would really mean a lot to him.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Bill? Oh, great. Thanks a lot, Ray.
You know, I spoke to your boy. And you said to me?
What?
I said all that matters to him is that we win. Even if it means giving up a little game time.
Really?
Yeah. I was really touched by this. He's a hell of a team player.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
That's the kind of horseshit I'm talking about right there.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Buttermaker, you made it. And you brought...
Oh, this is my friend Paradise.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, Buttermaker, you got to get your uniform orders in.
Uniforms?
Yeah. All the good colors are taken. Black and white, red and white, blue and white, white and blue, white and black, white and red. They're all gone.
What uniforms?
Sie musste ich nicht sweet and sour, okay? No sweet and sour. Just Cointreau, Patron, lime juice, and superfine salt.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, what's the deal with the uniforms?
What about them?
I didn't... Well, what's her name said? I got to have uniforms. I don't know. But, hey, buddy, give me a beer and a CNC.
Yes, sir.
Buttermaker, you don't actually buy them. You just need a sponsor. You're the coach. It's your job.
Okay, so not only do I have to coach the bronze medalist for the Special Olympics, but I got to be an Amway salesman, too. Is that it?
Buttermaker, don't turn this into high drama. Do what other coaches do. Restaurants, sporting goods stores, you know.
You know, I got a job. I got houses to spray. It's ant season, you know.
What is it about being a man that makes everything so hard? I own my own law firm. I'm a single mother, and I still have time for extension courses, Pilates, the flower seed business.
You know what? I'm busy too, okay? I got important shit to do. I got shit stacked up all over the place. Important man shit. Okay?
Come on, Buttermaker. Let's go.
Batting cages. You guys swing like hell and kill her at a pinata party. Gotta do something about it.
Tell us about the majors, Coach. You were in the majors?
Yeah, for a little while. Hey, Lupus. Don't lean against that door, bud, alright?
Yes, I was recently perusing baseballstats.org, and it said Mr. Buttermaker played pitcher for the Seattle Mariners for 2/3 of an inning in 1984.
2/3? That's it?
Well, it's the end of the season, you know, September call-ups.
Yes, his lifetime ERA was 36.
Lame.
Yeah, well, I closed the inning out, okay? There's only a few thousand guys ever set foot on a major league mound. I'm one of them. What have you done with your life, smartass?
Why didn't you stay?
Well, I was going to come back, but I had a little incident. I punched it off. Really just a fish slap. How the hell is I supposed to know he's a bleeder? 14 stitches. Like that means something. That used to stitch everything up. Oh, damn it. Fuck the dark ages.
I got stitches on my foot.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm in a damn wheelchair.
Anyway, after that, I blew off a few offers, you know, Japan, shit like that. Shit. Lupus. 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 What the hell are you grinning at? You scared the hell out of me. Don't be leaning on the door. How many are in there?
The infestation's quite advanced.
All right, pull a pin and throw it. There you go. Good job, buddy. Good job, man. You're a natural. Natural at that shit.
Thanks. Die! How do you like that, huh?
Hey! Spray my foot, dumbass!
Oh, yeah?
Hey!
Stop it!
Shit's expensive. Alright?
Hey, Coach, what's carcinogen mean?
Liberal propaganda. Don't worry about it. Just bullshit.
Buttermaker, got things behind the garage.
Throw them in the garbage. In the house. Hey, save the traps, will you? Thanks for holding the fort down, buddy. Hey, I got something for you. You're going to dig this. Hey, guys, come here a minute. Got something for you. Now you can quit your bitching about the whole uniform thing. There you go. Hey, Harper, heads up, buddy.
Super!
There you go.
Hey,
you're permanent. Jesus Christ.
Angleport, let's do that.
again? You learn how to surf.
Mr. Buttermaker, we have a game tomorrow. Show me you practicing.
Lupus. Alcohol. Excellent. God bless you. You got a future, Lupus.
You ever play with anyone famous?
Hell yeah, I play with people that are famous. What do you think? I mean, I was in the game. Oh, I know one. One time I struck out Mike Schmidt in an exhibition game. Struck his ass right out. God. It's 1980. It was two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. It was the bottom of the seventh. Top of the seventh. It's top of the seventh. And when I put my foot on that rubber, I was zoned in, man. It was just one of those times when you just know you got your shit working, you know?
All right, Tubby. Okay, I'm going to throw you something called a screwball. It's an old school thing. That's going to look like it's coming right at you. It's going to drop right off the table so you don't bail out. You got to stick in there. You see what I'm saying?
Bitch!
Shake it off. Next.
Damn it.
I know it stings a little bit, but that's worth it. Okay, here it comes. It's all right, kid. You had a helmet on. Imagine if you didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Oh! Oh, what are you doing, Buttermaker?
Oh, it's a puta madre.
Okay, coming at you.
Whoa! Oh,
oh,
Mr. Buttermaker?
Is he dead?
Hell no! He's drunk!
The season starts tomorrow!
We don't got our positions, batting order, nothing. What are we gonna do?
We ain't ready to play. We got nothing but a boozer for a coach. We can wait till he sobers up.
Yeah, right.
Nothing else we can do.
Screw this. I'm taking his wallet.
Give me, watch it! Leave me alone!
Give me that!
Our heroes overseas in baseball. Casey at the Bat by Ernest Thayer.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day.
The score stood 4-2 with but one inning.
Gatorade for the guys, you know.
Oh. Well, we need to talk about this. My son can't wear this.
We'll get him another size. No big deal.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's a legitimate business, honey. You know, they pay taxes like everybody else.
Opening day.
Well, we got a lot of great athletes this year, and I'm looking forward to a great season. Before we get started, I do want to remind you that it is summer discount days at Valley Chevy Subaru, so come on down if you get a chance. Meanwhile, so many volunteers and people that I want to thank. Hey! Hey! Get the hell off my wheel!
Okay, let's welcome all our teams. We got Ray Bullock and our returning champ, the Yankees.
Sometimes bird poop tastes like candy.
Aren't you supposed to be in left field? Shit. Where are you going, Coach?
Keep your drawers on off so I'll get back to you. Hey, Bullock.
Morris the Blade.
I'm calling it.
What are you talking about?
I'm calling the game. The kids are getting creamed out there, you know?
That's a bloodbath.
Yeah.
They don't make quitters out of them, though, do you? They don't have to quit. They're losing, can't you see?
The 10-1 rule kicks in after 3. I think you should hang on.
Yeah?
And if that made you think about
what?
All right, dropping out of the
league. Yeah? What'd you say?
Dropping out of the league. Morris, this isn't going to work. I mean, they don't know the fundamentals of the game out here. This saved them the humiliation.
You don't give two shits about these kids. I'm calling the game, right?
Hey, I'm just trying to help. Where's the honor and respect for the game from the former pro, by the way?
Who the hell are you, Shoeless Joe, walking out of the holy cornfield? I don't buy that shit. I'm calling the game.
All right, call it. Quit. Quit the whole league. What I just said.
Forfeit.
Time!
Over.
It's forfeit! Game over!
Hey!
You guys look like the last shit I took. It's not that bad.
Shut the hell up, drunk bastard!
Okay.
Hey, Bears. Thanks for batting practice.
Yeah, you guys suck.
I'll give you batting practice!
Hey, come here. Get out, officer.
Get your hands off of me!
Thanks. I really needed another reason for people to laugh at me.
Need a ride?
Go away.
Come on, hop in. I'll take you home.
I'm not going home.
What's wrong?
My dad's not from here. He thinks baseball's stupid. He says I should just worry about school and work. But I want to do the things my friends do. You know, American things. He said if I played, I'd just embarrass myself. Guess he was right. I'm just gonna run away.
Where are you gonna go?
Salt Lake City.
Why the hell would you want to go there?
Here, it looks like Washington, D.C.
Listen, kid. You don't want to go to Salt Lake, trust me. They don't even like Africans up there.
Armenians.
Yeah, right. But anyway, I think I can help you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How?
Here's what you do. You go home, you look your old man straight in the eye, and you say, guess what, Dad, we won today. You know?
But we didn't win.
I know that. You lie your ass off. It's the only way. Look, this is America. Besides that, you know, he's not going to know. It's from Ricky Tikki Tavi or wherever the hell it is, you know. I used to do it with my pop all the time.
Really?
Yeah. You just tell them what they want to hear. You know, I didn't take the stereo. I don't smoke. She said she was 18. You know, stuff like that. It's all part of growing up. The important thing is that you're right and they're wrong.
Maybe I'll just tell them we tied.
You could do that. That'll work. Now, come on, I'll take you home. Let's go.
$180?
That's Norma Kamali. It's vintage. They can't even make rayon like that anymore.
Really?
Hey, does your mother know you're selling that crap?
What are you doing here?
Just passing by.
After 3 years?
3 years? It's been 3 years? We sure are growing up fast, that's for sure.
Not fast enough, if you ask me.
There's plenty of time for that, honey. Just like that story about the caterpillar. He's crawling along like a worm, and then the next thing you know, he's in that cocoon, and bam, look at me now. I'm a moth or whatever the hell I turn into.
I want wings. I want nice hips and C-cups.
Don't talk like that. What's wrong with you?
Come on.
So how's your mom?
She's fine. What do you care?
Amanda, listen, just because we didn't get along so well all the time doesn't mean I don't care about her, okay? You adults, they sometimes, I don't know, it's like that story I was telling you about the caterpillar and the worm and deal.
You just walked out, you jerk. You could have said goodbye.
Well, I'm sorry.
So what do you want? Why are you here?
I'm coaching a team out in the valley, and I was just thinking, you know, maybe you might want to come play with us.
No way. I'm a woman now, and we don't do that kind of thing.
Well, sure you do. Girls play baseball all the time. Besides that, you owe me. It's like a dad to you.
A drunk, lazy dad? You made me climb under houses looking for rats.
Well, that's what my dad did. Bill's character.
This guy bothering you, Amanda?
No, it's okay. He was just going. Go away, Boilermaker. You're scaring off the clientele. Designer jeans, Calvin's, Jordache, certified vintage.
What do you say there, Hooper? Feeling ready today? Gonna go get him? Hey, what's with the eye patch? You gonna swab the on-deck circle for us, matey? Huh? Playing pirate?
Mom says I have cancer of the eye.
What the hell's wrong with you guys?
We don't want to play no more.
We took a vote. We're disbanding the team.
So one game you want to quit, is that it?
We've been taking a lot of crap in school.
By crap, he means ridicule.
Andy pantsing.
It's been tough.
Really? Tough, huh? The hell happened to you, Tanner?
Gonna fight.
With who?
The sixth grade.
The sixth grade. So I guess you want to quit too, huh? Okay. Look, guys, I know I've been lazy and irresponsible and a few other things I could mention. And I've let you down. I mean, you know, I've been an asshole and, you know, go ahead and say it.
You're an asshole.
When I say it, I mean, you know, it's figure speech. Baseball's hard, guys. I mean, it really is. You can love it, but believe me, it don't always love you back. It's kind of like dating a German chick, you know? But what I do know is that once you start quitting, it's a hard thing to stop. I've quit just about everything I ever tried in my life. And as far as I can tell, my life hasn't added up to much more than a shit bag full of empty promises, and I'm not going to put that on you guys. I haven't been as good a coach as I can be. I know I can do it because I know this game, you know, and we can do better, and a lot of that's my responsibility. So, I know you're down, but let's get our stuff together and go hit the field. Okay? You with me?
Like I said, we took a vote.
This is not a democracy! It is a dictatorship, and I'm Hitler! You understand me? So get your stuff and get your asses on the field! Saturday we play the Athletics. You know what that means for the Athletics? Bad news for the Athletics. That's what it means. All right, guys, keep the ball in front of you. Keep your knees bent, your butt down. That way, if it hops either way, see, you use your legs. Right? Run this way. Catch the ball like that. Back foot, throw your hips, and keep your eye on the ball. Follow the ball right into here. See that? Okay? Try it, Sparkman. Swing out a little bit when you're running around the base. Swing forward in this direction. Left foot on the inside of the bag. You'll push off that left foot.
What's with the patch? Nothing. Cat scratched me. But don't tell Buttermaker.
Dying.
You know,
There's a Mennonite anecdote about a simple farmhand who lifted a calf every morning until one day he found himself able to lift a cow. The hell is that mean? If we stay focused, eventually our strength will build. The dorkiest shit I've ever heard.
Come on, guys! Two more laps! You're dragging ass! Nice tits, Engelberg.
Jesus.
Buttermaker! Glad I caught you. Felt like we got off on the wrong foot last week. Said some things we didn't mean, you know. Let's forget about it, huh? Sorry.
All right.
All right. You're sorry, too, or?
I said, all right.
How's that?
How's what?
You feel that?
Feel what? You know, your face is turning a little red, Ray. So, you know, what it might be is those gym shorts might be a little tight for you. Looks like you're smuggling grapes down there.
Sounds like somebody ate a fifth of scotch for lunch again.
Not that it's any of your business, you know?
Really?
But maybe. So.
All right. You know what? You keep sticking up the ballpark, Buttermaker.
Okay. You play your game, we'll play ours, Ray. How's that?
Well, good luck with that.
The championship game's going to be a lot of fun. It'd be more fun if you guys were there, huh?
Oh, we'll be there, Morris. Don't worry about that. Hey, I know all about you. Minor league junk baller. Would you have 5 seconds in the majors? May work with the ladies, but that crap doesn't work out here. These kids need role models. You're not it.
Have a nice night, Ray. Engelberg, got something special for you. It's for power hitters.
Thanks, Coach.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
Buttermaker, what the hell are you trying to pull?
Hey, it's a league bat, okay?
You're on thin ice, pal. You try one more stunt like this again, I'm going to bounce you out of the league.
Listen, Kevin, I don't think it's going to work out, buddy.
You still get paid, though, right?
Of course you are. What do you think I am, some asshole? Yeah.
Mom, bye. You really went all out for this one, didn't you?
It's good enough to get your little ass drunk for a month. Now, come on, get out of here. You're creeping the kids out.
Drop dead, asshole.
You look like a bunch of hound dogs. You got nothing to be ashamed of. You got a few hits today. You played all 6 innings. You ought to be proud of yourselves.
Proud of what?
These things take time, guys.
So does heart disease
and torture
and physical therapy.
I did do some simple flow charting and data analysis, and if you graph out our errors and other parameters, compared to the last game, we've actually improved by a considerable percentage.
Great! We're from suck, stink.
See, that's the spirit. We're getting better. Now, Friday we play the Angels. Now, what does that mean for the Angels?
Bad news for the Angels!
You're damn right it does. Now, come on.
Get off your asses. Let's go get some hot dogs and some Sunny D or whatever the hell you guys drink these days.
Leave me alone, will you, Buttermaker? I'm too young to have a stalker.
Come on, man. Just a few games, please.
I need to make money. I need to buy clothes, makeup. I'm saving up for a car.
You wear makeup? What happened to the Barbie oven with the muffin light?
That was like 20 years ago. I'm all grown up now.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm sure your arm sucks now, anyhow.
God, that is so lame. Reverse psychology? You're such a loser. Man, you must have a big one, because I don't know what else my mom saw in you.
I'm not supposed to be talking about my one. You're 12 years old. As far as you know, I'm like G.I. Joe down there, okay?
I have the internet, you know. I'm not stupid.
Just come play with us, will you? It'll be fun. I'll pay for the clothes, okay? And I'll help you out with the car when it gets that time. But, you know, you just...
No! Don't you get it? Just... No.
All right, I've been disappointed before.
Guys, listen up. This is Amanda Wurlitzer. She's your new pitcher.
A girl. What's next, a cripple? Oh, I forgot. Dick.
Hey, ain't you ever heard of throws like a girl? No, I never heard that. Get him it, fat ass.
Out. She's going to come with a changeup. I can tell she's psyching him out. Changeup is when it looks like it's going to be a fastball, but she takes a little off of it. The catcher's good. He's just good enough to get in trouble.
Strike one!
Playing ball now, man. Playing ball.
All four, take your base.
Come on, guys. Let's hold them.
Number 28.
Can't win if they don't score.
Tyler Cohen.
What do you got, Miguel? Let's catch Buddy. What do you got? We need two more, guys. Two more. Come on, guys. Two out. Need one more, Amanda. Shut them down, honey. Together in. Girl, it's nice hustle out there today. And Jose, muy bueno, buddy. Engelberg, you caught a hell of a game. You all did good today.
Everyone except you. You booger-eating moron. Can't you catch one goddamn ball? Come on, Tanner.
Even I could have caught that. Look at me.
Can't even move.
Hey, guys, come on. It's like I told you before, there's no I in team.
Yeah? But there's an M and an E. There should be an F and a U.
Hey, 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 don't fall apart at the seams on me now. Come on, guys. Remember how bad we sucked 2 weeks ago? They smell that shit up in Fresno. You almost won today. Hold your heads up high. Everybody in. Let's go.
Ready. One, two, three.
Bash!
Good hit. That was a good one. Choke up on your bat. Not that far, okay? Put it back on your shoulder. Back here. There you go. All right. Excellent. There you go. Yes, sir. Good cut, honey. Last pitch, guys. All right, guys, let's bring it in. Sister Sledge, that kid's got an arm on. Who is that?
That's Kelly Lee.
Yep. Real badass.
Es un demonio. Como el chupacabra.
I heard he spent 2 years in juvie.
You don't know how old he is, dude.
He's in our grade, but he dates an eighth grader.
Someone told me he got a teacher pregnant.
I heard he broke some kid's arm with a load of money.
Well, I heard he broke both of his arms. I heard he puts money under your pillow when you lose a tooth.
That's the tooth fairy, you homo. Actually, he only broke one arm. The other was just a minor fracture. It's basically humorous.
Who cares about that crap? Can you play?
You kidding? You saw that arm.
I don't know.
I'll be fine.
I don't like the looks of the place. I mean, look at those creeps.
I'll be fine, too.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want me to go with you?
No, I'm good.
Well, hey, listen, don't talk to anybody but what's his ass, all right?
I'll be fine.
Amanda?
Sure.
Okay.
How much?
I pulled off, you come play for the Bears?
And if you don't?
Whatever you want.
Deal. Well, what happened?
No deal.
No deal? I thought you said you were good at this.
I am. He's better.
See you later.
Who's that mean? I'll see you later? I thought you said he was out.
He is. I just lost a bet and I have to go out with him.
You have to go out with him? You mean out, like out? Huh? You're 12. There ain't no out when you're 12.
Calm down, Boilermaker. It's just a show with some stupid band. I'm not a little girl anymore. I had my period, all right?
Do you want me to have a stroke or something?
Shut up. I'll be fine.
Well, I'm going to the concert with you.
Whatever. It's just some dumb skate band.
What the hell's a skate band?
You know, skate band. The Blood Farts.
Blood Farts. The Blood Farts? Oh, I'm going with you. Bet your ass on that.
No doubt. I'm going with you.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, man. It's a good game.
It's a good game, Amanda.
No shit. Too bad we couldn't even score one run.
Well, that's okay. We're doing better. I'm tied, guys. I mean, I know a tie's a lot like kissing your sister, as my old coach used to say, but the way we've been coming along, it's more like kissing a really hot stepsister, something like that, you know, that you don't have so much tied up in. But anyway, I think, I'm just saying, pat yourselves on the back.
Stay focused. We've got something to guess.
Kelly, how you doing?
Hey, coach.
I haven't seen you around. What are you up to?
Nothing.
Wait. I have seen you around. We haven't even talked since you pulled that little Evel Knievel snuck the other day out there, huh?
It's an Evel Knievel.
I'll be a smart ass. I could have called the cops on you for that.
Thanks. I'm not scared.
No, I'm serious. Vandalizing public property, disturbing the peace. You're too young to be riding that thing, you know? Just a kid. Kelly, this field, it's for ball players. It's not for quitters. If it was for quitters, it'd be your field. But it's not. Call your dad if anybody knew where he was.
Listen, old man.
Hey, listen to me. Nobody wants you around here, all right? Understand?
You think people like seeing your nuts?
Never stood up for me before.
Yeah? Maybe if you weren't such a spaz all the time, I wouldn't have to.
All right, guys. Inside corner of the bag. Hey, guys. Let's bring it in. Come on. To the dugout. Everybody to the dugout.
Hey, Buttermaker.
Yeah.
Remember that time I played sick and Mom went to work and then you busted me?
Mm-hmm. And then you guys sit down.
And then we went to Zuma and went body surfing.
Uh-huh.
Then we should do that again.
Sit down. I got something to talk to you about.
Buttermaker.
Don't. Tanner.
Buttermaker.
What?
I got to leave early today. We're doing leather tanning in art club.
Okay. Oh, another class. Great. Okay. All right, guys. Listen up. Coach Buttermaker from league headquarters. Regarding player safety and league liability. A reminder that according to Regulation 236, all players must wear a comprehensive genital defense apparatus. And basically what that translates to is if any of you guys get hurt, then they're going to sue my ass so hard they're going to garnish my turds. So where are these things? Pass them down, sweetie. Also, you'll want to write your names on them, because that's how you get crabs. And trust me, you don't want to spend your Sunday afternoon picking through your pumpkin patch with a little comb.
Give me one. God protect the family jewels.
Who are you kidding? What's the last time you saw them?
Para la protección de sus huevos preciosos. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, what?
Do you speak Latin? I'm much better at Latin.
I don't need these.
Really?
I'll take it.
All right. He can throw all right, but you think he can hit?
Let's find out.
Yeah. Is that all you got?
Okay. Got a smart ass here. Burn it up. Don't hold back.
Get off.
Engelbert, what kind of diet lets you eat 7 hot dogs?
No buns. I can have as many as I want, dipshit.
My dad says the only people who put ketchup on hot dogs are mental patients and Texans. Chinese people count with beads.
Could you please remove your hand from my space? The thing is clearly defined by the perimeter of my plate. Hey, cut out, poop face!
Poop face? Are you kidding me? Elmo looks better shit than you.
Well, perhaps you can help me to broaden my lexicon.
Perhaps.
Thank you. miss you, Francois.
Sorry I'm late, but I've been up to my ears in rat pellets all day.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you for coming.
No sweat.
I got you something. Infused vinegars. Don't ask me where I find the time, but I made them myself. Basil and tarragon, red pepper and oregano. Shiso. And rice vinegar. It's great on chicken.
Yeah, well, I got a spastic colon, but I'll give it a shot.
Gotta make her. You deserve a celebration. What you have done for Toby and those children, it is nothing short of miraculous. I mean, we are one game away from the championships. It's unbelievable. It's congratulations. Thank you.
Well, the kids are great. You know, they really are. So it's, you know, it's just kind of their deal.
You know, I have to admit that while growing up, I was never much for sports or the sports type, really. But since I've been watching you turn the team around, I have been thinking a lot about you.
I have that effect on women.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I haven't paid for sex in years. I think a lot of it has to do with getting older and, you know, being more distinguished.
I was thinking more along the lines of the dangerous type. What you hear about the bad boy, the sexy scumbag, the serial killer who gets married in prison. I have never felt like that until I met you.
Thanks.
Mr. Buttermaker.
What do you say, Whitewood?
What are you doing here?
Listen, kid, there's something, that you need to do, and that's oil your mitt all the time. So I came by to check and make sure you oil your mitt.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm always watching.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go get it.
Good deal.
Woo! Look at you. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I know. It's a little...
Looking good.
Hey.
What? You joined circus?
Tanner, where's the toilet? I got a pinch of mean one.
Engelbert, these are my friends.
It's all right, sweetie. I got a little butterball just like him at home. Down the hall and to the left, Patty.
What are you jerk-offs doing here?
The Giants beat the White Sox.
We beat the Giants. We're in the championship.
Really?
Yeah, we're celebrating. So take off the hooker suit. Let's go.
Come on.
I don't have to tell you guys who will be playing for the pennant when we blow past these Giants today. And right now, we're the hottest team in the league. What does that mean for the Giants?
Bad news for the Giants!
Exactly. Yeah! There we go. Yeah, 1, 2, 3,
free!
Hey, Kelly, hang on. Listen, I want you to be like a vacuum cleaner out there today, all right? Anything even close to you, suck it up. These boards are a little weak. I don't want to blow it, all right? We're knocking on the door, understand? Come on. Let's go. All right, guys, let's go. Way to go, Kelly. Way to go, buddy. Way to hustle. Way to hustle.
Sorry.
Way to go! Good job, man. Good job, buddy. Good job.
I ain't doing it no more.
Hey. Now's not the time to punk out, okay? You understand me?
You do what I told you.
You hear me?
Do what I told you. You're not going to screw this up for me. Understand? Understand? Go get your bat.
You're up.
Otherwise, why are you here?
Leading off with the Bears, Kelly Lee.
Time! Come out!
Time!
Kelly, come here. Come here. Were you playing mind games with me now? We're that close to the championship? You got daddy issues or something? Hit the goddamn ball. Now get in there. Come on. Just keep your arm in it.
Hey, Buttermaker. Mom's gonna be here tomorrow.
Oh, perfect.
You know, I was thinking, maybe afterwards we can go to Tony Roma's for the Carolina Honeys, right?
Right. Like, I'm gonna take you little shits to a fancy place like Tony Roma's. What do you think, I'm made out of money?
Fine, just us then.
Amanda, you really... You gotta quit trying to make me daddy, because...
I didn't say that. Just friends. You know, we can hang out. We can go to Zumba. Go body surfing.
What are you talking about, body surfing?
Remember when I played sick and we went to Zumba? Don't you remember?
No, I don't remember that. I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, I was always drunk in those days, so I forgot a lot of shit. Look, I mean, the fact of the matter is you don't have any business hanging out with me. I'm a damn loser, and you know it.
You're not. Not to me.
Come on, Amanda. I'm a drunk. You said it yourself. I make a living killing rats to pay rent on a trailer in Sun Valley. I'm a washout.
Come on, Bo.
Just stop it. Don't you think if I wanted to play house with you, I might have called you sometime in the last 3 years? But I didn't, did I?
No,
just stop it. You're here for one reason, and that reason's sitting on ice right now. So just leave it at that, will you?
I don't know why I'm here. Just felt sorry for you, that's all. Don't talk to me. I'm only here for them.
Toby. Yo, what the hell?
What?
Something wrong?
You would know, dickweed.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
Hey! Hey, what's up with you guys?
He's a ball hog!
Yeah?
Well, that bullhog won your last game. So calm your ass down.
Stay out of it, Engelberg.
Speak for yourself, Shorty.
Taking side slim back?
You got a problem, Tanner?
No, you do. Call me putting a foot up your ass.
Come on, get up.
Just stand still and listen to me. I said stop it, okay? Now what the hell's going on?
He's a dick. He thinks he's better than us.
Who?
Him.
He is. How do you think we got this far?
It wasn't your plane, that's for sure.
I don't need this crap. I'm out of here.
Come here. You stand still. Stop it. I said stop it. Now, I told him to cover for you. So if you're going to yell at somebody, you yell at me, okay?
You did?
Yeah, I did. You want to win, right? Isn't that what you guys want to do, win? Now, quit acting like a bunch of damn babies. Because we got a chance.
Pick your gloves up. We got a championship to win.
The entire season and everything we've worked for comes down to the next six innings that you play. How you do and the result of that effort is going to have a big bearing on how you feel about yourself in the next year. You're going to go through the world seeing yourself as a winner or a loser. Because believe me, being a winner is just, just better. The way I see it, that trophy up there's got your name on it, and those guys over there, they're trying to steal it from you. Whose trophy is it, Danny?
Ours, Coach.
Whose name is on that trophy, Sanchez?
Yankees?
Take a good long look at your opponents over there. Do they look like champions? Huh? Not for me to say. But no, they don't. You're a great team. It's been a great season, but it's not over yet. Let's go finish it, huh? 1, 2, 3!
Yankees!
All right, let's go, guys.
1, 2, 3, Bears!
All right, let's go. Hustle up, guys. Let's go get them.
Pretty good, guys. You see that? Bender got him.
Way to get down the line.
If it wasn't for Kelly and that chick, you guys wouldn't even be here.
Excuse me?
You heard me. None of you can play worth shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it, Oreo?
Now batting number 9, George Bullock.
There it is!
Okay, sweetie?
Here's what I'm gonna do, Cracker.
Hey, crack the dugout. Hey,
So is this what you teach them? You bowl over little girls like that? Is that what you do?
It's called baseball, or maybe you forgot. And don't talk to me about fair play when your kids are out here throwing punches.
Horseshit baseball, and you know it. So you watch them, okay?
You know what? You ought to take a good look at yourself, you has-been. Traded it all in for booze and broads. You're disgusting.
You say?
Huh? You say hear me?
Get
back to your dugout, you crybaby. Listen to you, crybaby. Get to your dugout.
Sorry, Chief. Sorry. Hey, you want to play ball, brain nuts? Let's play. All right? Piece of shit.
Play ball!
Brandon Whitewood!
Come on, Whitewood. Come on, buddy. Get a piece of it.
Come on, go. You're better than that, son.
Good job, Toby.
Would have tagged you out, but I was afraid your mom would have seen the ball.
Let's go, Abdul. Let's go, buddy. Keep it going.
Ahmad, is it Abdul or Ahmad?
Ahmad.
Whatever it is.
Ahmad. Let's keep it going, buddy. Way to go.
Joey. Hey, that was your play. That was your play. Get your ass over there. Pull your head out, son.
Hey, Gerald, come here. Listen, you hit lefty, so he's going to pitch you in tight, all right? So I want you to lean into it and take the hit.
Right? I can't.
But see, here's the thing. If you get on, we're loaded, and Kelly's up next. So come on, let's do it.
I just want to hit the ball.
Well, sometimes it's better if the ball hits you. It's called taking one for the team. Now let's go.
Come on, Gerald.
Let's
go, buddy.
Let's
go. Come on, Mark, guys. That's the way, buddy. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. Way to take it, buddy.
Next batter for the Bears.
Move, Kelly!
Kelly and me.
Get back!
Hey, Buttocks. Watch this.
Okay.
Happy P2. Shake it a little more, Joey. No one can get stains on your underwear.
Keep talking, Fatty.
Whatever. See you later, Joey. Have a nice time on the bench.
Now batting number three, and go.
What's wrong with you? Let's just put a bow on it, huh?
My arm. It's killing me.
I don't want to hear it. You want Toby in?
No, I don't.
Yeah? You want to win?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then get it together. Okay?
12, Mike Van Horn.
Shut up, Van Horn! Way to beat it out!
What in the hell are you doing? This is not T-ball.
You guys watching that? Let's go, let's go! Good
job!
Hey, Christ.
14,
Matt Keller,
Jake Clark. Hang on! Hey, 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 what are you talking about? You got it! The throw was here on time! That was stupid! What are you, Helen Keller? It was under the tag code.
Kidding really? Me. Butterballs, stay in your dugout.
Keep your eyes peeled, man. It's your job.
Stop embarrassing yourself, crybaby.
Good call, Ump. Very good call.
Listen, girl, that was perfect last time. Do the same thing. Lean in and just get on base. Kelly's up next.
Why can't I just hit the ball like everyone else?
Because that's selfish. You got to think about the team. I know it stings a little, but it's going to be worth it. Get in there. Come on.
Let's go, girl.
Let's go, buddy.
What's the matter with you, kid? What's the matter with all of you? My arm hurts. Why can't I hit away like the other kids? Do you remember what it was like? Remember the first game? They were laughing at us. Then we got their backs up against the wall, they're scared of us, and now you want to give up. Is that the deal? I thought you wanted to win. I thought you wanted to be champions. Well, do you? Do you? Look, you're up next, Kelly. Come on, let's go.
Let's play ball.
Now batting number 5, Kelly Reed.
Go, Joey.
Hitting and the way you're pitching today, I think maybe we ought to go ahead and walk him. Next batter's an easy out.
But I can take him.
I know you can.
Come on, Ben.
Hey, do what you told. Come on.
Let's get him. Let's go.
No, it just got away from me.
That's bullshit, Joey! Don't you ever throw it a batter. You never, ever throw it a batter. You understand me? You never do that. Never do that. Get up. You could have hurt him. Jerry.
You son of a bitch.
He could have hurt him. Don't overreact.
I'm taking him home. Now.
Are you kidding me? We're in the middle of the game. He finishes the game after that, you can take him wherever you want. Don't do the arm cross. Do not do the arm cross.
Hey, Engelbert.
Thank you.
Justin, you're on the mound.
Good two!
Okay, Jose, you and Tanner set this one out.
What? What the hell?
Lucas, you go to second base. Hooper, go to right field. Prim, where's Prim? Go to left.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What?
You heard me, right field.
You crazy? I can't go out there. I'm in a wheelchair.
I thought you wouldn't play baseball.
Hell no. Why would I want to play baseball? I'm a damn paraplegic.
So you guys want to sit here and get splinters in your ass the whole season? Is that what you want? If you want to play ball, why are you here? Last time I checked, this is a baseball team. And you're all on the team. Every one of you. So do what I said. You guys go out there and play baseball. Okay? Wurlitzer, where are you going?
Finish the game.
Not with that arm, honey. You're going to put it on ice. Come on, sit down. Toby, hit the mound.
Really?
Yeah, hit the mound. It'll be all right. I know you're not good at listening to me, but for a change, just sit here and enjoy the game with me, all right? And try to forgive an old drunk for being an asshole. All right, guys, let's show the Yankees what bad news is all about. Look at Hooper. Nobody's just blowing their minds. Pitched a great game, honey. Come here.
And Hooper, the kid in the wheelchair, He goes to right for Whitewood.
What does that do to your batting?
Well, one goes to four goes to five, two goes to three goes to two, six goes to one, and 7, 8, 9 are cool.
I guess you know what you're doing, Buttermaker.
Yeah, I do.
Put that thing in fourth gear or something.
Go, man. Get in here. Nice catch.
Jesus.
All right.
goal.
Hey, guys. Four more runs. We win the game. How about that? Prim. Where's Prim? You're up, buddy.
I have to remind you, Mr. Buttermaker, that my batting average is well below the norm.
And what's that?
0 for a lifetime.
Well, you're due one, man. So, get out there.
Really?
Absolutely, buddy. Let's go, guys.
Buttermaker.
All right.
Come here.
Excellent. This should be fun. Listen, I'm a little busy right now.
What the hell are you doing? We had the lead, and now you're putting wheelchairs in the outfield? I mean, you're letting Toby pitch? What are you thinking?
You know, he's your son.
Yes, and he wants to win, just like everyone else.
Really? How would you know what he wants? When do you see him? Between basket weaving and ballet?
You have some goddamn nerve. Are you actually telling me how to raise my child?
No, I'm not telling you how to raise your child. But maybe somebody should. We got a game to coach.
Leading off for the Bears, number 19, Prim Lahiri.
Let's go, Prim. Let's go. Keep your eye on it. Damn, where'd it go? Where'd it go, Prim? Where'd it go? Did you see that? Where'd it go, buddy? Where'd it go?
Now batting number 4, Timmy Moon.
Come on, Lucas!
Come on,
Lucas!
If you want to hit the ball, you got to swing the bat! Swing that, Lucas!
Sorry, Paco, no habla.
It means you're a bag of douche, Sheethead.
All right, Kelly, let's tie the game, buddy. Let's go. Come on. Let's go, buddy. Let's go. Let's go.
Strike three!
proud of you, man. I'm really proud of you. Hey, who wants a beer?
What are you doing?
We're celebrating. We deserve it.
Wait, non-alcoholic. What's the damn point?
Just drink it, man.
There you go. All right, guys. You should listen up. I want to tell you something. In all my years being associated with baseball teams, being around them, seeing them, whatever, I got to tell you, this is my favorite team. I'm real proud of you guys. Played your asses off against, well, pretty big odds.
Look at those little bastards over there. Jesus Christ. Well, let's go get this shit over with, okay?
Well, in a game like this, kids, I just want you all to know that there's no losers and there's no winners. I mean, technically, yeah, but these things, they don't mean anything. Wow. That's some good weight. Jimmy, you wanted to say a few words?
You guys had a good season. You started off pretty lame, but then you got better. We just wanted you to know that you got our respect.
Respect.
Right on. And to the Bears, your second place trophy.
Gee, thanks, mister.
Hey, let's bring it in and give them a cheer, huh? Bring it in here.
1, 2, 3, Bears!
Yankees! You can take your crappy trophies and shove them right up your asses. Nice. See you next year, bitches!
Cooper, I told you I was going to make you into a ball player, didn't I, buddy?
Your game better make
it. You too, sweetie. You too. Oh, and by the way, I meant to tell you this. It was Redondo Beach.
What?
You know, when we went out to the beach surfing and all that stuff. It wasn't Zuma, it was Redondo Beach. You were wearing that stupid yellow bathing suit?
You remember.
Of course I remember. Next time we'll go to Zuma. How's that?
Okay.
Great game. Probably. Good game. Way to go, Lucas.
This is what's called a moral victory, Toby. Now, it's not quite as good as the real thing, but it's very nice.
Way to go, girl. You came, brother.
I totally won.
Excellent. See what I'm talking about?
On the battlefield, got an army on the battlefield, outnumbered like the Alamo. I don't even wanna go. This is war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is war. This is war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is war. I'm always stuck up in a daydream. Can't focus on the other team. I hunted you all day and night. Now I'm ready for a fight. This is war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is war.
This is war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is war. This is war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is war. This is war. I can win.
I'm down by my reputation. You're living in the past of the new generation. The guy you do it wants to do it. Prove my station. Only doing good when I'm having fun. And I don't have to please no one. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Oh no. Generation. And I only feel good when I got no place.